This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Epiphany Friday, a variable. To be used only if there is a 7 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted February 18, 2011, Jeremiah 1:4-10. Jeremiah's call. God's word came to Jeremiah, saying that the Lord had known everything about Jeremiah before the Lord had even formed him in the womb. Jeremiah had been consecrated by the Lord before he had been born. The Lord had appointed Jeremiah to be his prophet to the nations, heathen peoples, Assyria, Babylonia, Egypt, Judah. Jeremiah protested that he was young and inexperienced and didn't know how to speak. But the Lord reassured Jeremiah. Jeremiah was to stop thinking that he was too young and inexperienced. The Lord told him that he would go wherever the Lord sent him, and would say everything the Lord commanded him to speak. The Lord told Jeremiah not to fear the ones to whom the Lord sent him, because the Lord would be with Jeremiah to deliver him. The Lord stretched out his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth, and said that the Lord had put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. The Lord told Jeremiah to watch and see. The Lord had put Jeremiah over kingdoms and nations, to lift up and to throw down, to overthrow and destroy, and to build up and establish. Commentary: the test of God's word is its fulfillment, Deuteronomy 18:21-22, and it is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for fulfillment are met. The Lord gave me a specific call from Jeremiah 1:17-19 on January 18, 1996, which led me into evangelism, first in my local congregation, and then ultimately to my present internet ministry, begun August 8, 2003 on journalspace.com. Jeremiah's name means raised up, or appointed, by Jehovah. He was one of the major Old Testament prophets, who prophesied to Judah. The remnant of Israel, the northern kingdom of the 10 of 12 tribes of Israel, had been destroyed by the Assyrians in 721 BC, beginning in 628 BC, prior to the fall of Jerusalem to Nebuchadnezzar, and Judah's 70-year exile in Babylon, which he prophesied, Jeremiah 25:11-12. The 70 years is counted from the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, 588-587 BC, to Kings 25:8-10, to its complete restoration, 517 BC, Ezra 6:15-16. Jeremiah's message was not popular with, or accepted by, the leaders and people of Judah, and Jeremiah suffered great persecution for it, Jeremiah 36:5. King Jehoiakim destroyed the scroll of Jeremiah's prophecies, Jeremiah 36:20-25, which his secretary, Barak, had recorded, Jeremiah 36:4, but could not destroy the message, Jeremiah 36:27-32. Judah could have avoided conquest, destruction, and deportation if they had heeded the example of the northern kingdom, had accepted Jeremiah's message, and had repented, changed their ways and doings, returned to obedient trust in God, prior to the fall of Jerusalem and the temple. The 70-year exile was a life sentence for those who were adults at the time of the deportation. A renewed Judah was restored to their promised land, but they were new people, not the same ones who went into exile. The experience of the exile of Judah to Babylon is similar to the 40-year wilderness wandering of Israel. Israel had rebelled against the Lord's command to enter and possess the promised land, Numbers 14:26-35, and so were condemned to wander in the wilderness until those who had rebelled against the Lord had died in the wilderness, Joshua 4:19-5:6. Only Joshua and Caleb, the scouts among the 12 who had brought back a favorable report on the promised land, Numbers 13:6-8, 16b, 14:6-9, were allowed to live and enter it. I personally testify that when the Lord calls one to proclaim God's word, he provides the resources and abilities needed to do so, by the indwelling Holy Spirit, Zechariah 4:6. Jesus has commanded his disciples to go into the world to proclaim the gospel, God's word, good news of forgiveness and reconciliation with God through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, and to make, born again, John 3:3, 5-8, disciples and apostles of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:19-20, who will repeat the process to Timothy 2. Note that Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem, the modern equivalent is the church, until they had been baptized with the indwelling Holy Spirit before going into the world to proclaim the gospel message, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. Apostles, messengers of the gospel, and prophets of God's word can only fulfill their call by the gifts, guidance and empowerment given by the indwelling Holy Spirit, Zechariah 4:6. Only Jesus gives the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. God's word contains precious promises, but also ominous warnings which are designed to help us avoid the consequences of disobedience of God's word. The world doesn't enjoy hearing God's word any more today than in the time of Jeremiah, 2 Timothy 4:3-4. We are free to choose to hear God's word and receive the promises, or reject God's word and suffer the consequence of disobedience of God's word, the definition of sin, which is eternal death in hell with all evil, Romans 6:23, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?